Aloha, I'm Lisa Maruyama from the Hawaii Alliance of Nonprofit Organizations. You're tuned to HPR2, Hawaii Public Radio. Learn more about what you hear on the show at facebook.com/HIConversation.
Today's Democratic and Republican nominating conventions are carefully stage-managed affairs. But back in 1960, when Gore Vidal wrote his play The Best Man, they were an anything-goes proposition with the possibility of sudden shifts of momentum that could make or break a nominee. The nomination is up for grabs in his play, and its Hawaii premiere production is an opportunity to get an insider's view of the rough and tumble that goes on behind the scenes. David Farmer is an actor in the production. He's with us in our studio. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Chris. Good to see you.
This is, among many other things, a play by somebody who had a really kind of insider's view of the characters.
Both on the political level as well as the personal level, absolutely.
Yeah. And back in 1960, the players were people like John F. Kennedy, Richard Nixon, Adlai Stevenson,
Estes Kiefhoffer. Yep. And it's interesting, too, because the play is set in 1960. He wrote it before the 1960 actual convention, mm-hmm. but it's really patterned after the 1948 convention, which was the Democratic convention held in Philadelphia, mm-hmm. which is where the play is set. Mm-hmm. So he's in over 3 days, because it used back in that time it was a three-day convention.
And in those days, a fiery speech, a key endorsement, could suddenly give you a nominee that you was nobody special a week earlier,
that,
right?
That's right. There is a line, an exchange with my character and Senator Carlin about, gee, he's saying, I wish it would be an open convention. And my character says, well, they're never that open.
Yeah.
It was a much more free, certainly compared to what we've seen this year.
Well, it's ironic because the 60 convention that followed the production of this play was pretty much of a free-for-all.
That's correct, yeah. It was a squeaker. It was really a squeaker, as was the general election.
So who's your character in the play, and who are the players?
The major players, this is an ensemble piece. There's 13 people in the cast, reporters, delegates, mm-hmm. and it's a very tight, good working together kind of group. The major players are the ex-president, who's kind of patterned after Truman, mm-hmm. Art Hochstadter. My character is William Russell, who's patterned after Adlai Stevenson.
Mm-hmm. A liberal hope.
Yes, the liberal
kind of
hope.
A white knight of the time.
Exactly. In fact, he characterizes himself as the angel of light, you know, and then his opponent is a sort of a working class, because my character is Harvard, Groton, you know, the whole born to the manor, and Joe Cantwell, the opponent, is a college, work his way through college school, state mm-hmm. college kind of guy, who's very sort of an amalgam of McCarthy, RFK,
the young Bobby Kennedy,
ruthless. Anything that works is the motto. There's no value system. There's a big confrontation between these two towards the end of the play, mm-hmm. in which all of these value clashes come out. So those are the three major. There, each of us have wives. Each of us have our things in the closet that each of us are contemplating using against each other. In mm-hmm. the case of my character has a sort of a philanderer profile, mm-hmm. and also had a nervous breakdown, which in that period of time that was considered to be a problem, and the aspersion on my opponent is that he has basically a court-martial history which basically raised his sexual persuasion mm-hmm. at issue, and whether or not it's going to be used, either candidate's going to use these things. So that's the whole struggle. And then getting the ex-president's endorsement is the big – that's the big play because he's a popular president. He's, you know, again, it's fiction. You know, Vidal many times stated that it was not a – these were not portraits of these players, but simply the flavor of them.
Sure.
And so it's a fascinating character study, but also a fascinating story.
In something like this, David, the truth is really in the atmosphere rather than in the specific details.
Exactly. And,
right. And that's the honesty of the play, is that what these guys are like when the doors are closed and nobody's listening.
That's correct. And there's sort of layers to it as well, because there are the play opens up with a press conference, so that's the most public, the most opportunity.
What you're supposed to hear.
BS, you know, that level. And then all the way down to very private interactions between our respective wives. And because the issue with my character's marriage is because of this philandering, they've had a very separation, you know, period of separation. And for political reasons, they're getting back together. And the development, though, of the marriage as it goes through is another human strand. It's human beings. And, that, you know, and that's really what Vidal really was about and has stated in various interviews, is that, look, this is not cardboard cutouts of these characters. This is about human beings.
Yeah.
And warts and all, which is actually a line for the play.
But, you know, there's a fascination in popular culture with these kind of behind-the-scenes stories, in part, I think, because we know that what we're presented with is so carefully stage
scripted
managed.
And yes, exactly, and that there is really another story, a backstory, and that's part of the fun of the piece. Was originally done in 1960, and what's interesting, the actors who have played my role, the original production, Melvin Douglas played my role, a younger Melvin Douglas, but you know,
the model of rectitude of his time.
Absolutely. And then in the film, which was done 4 years later, Henry Fonda.
Again.
A 2000, year 2000 revival, Spalding Gray played him. And in this most recent revival, a couple of years ago, John Larroquette. Now, I defy you of the four to say which the, but it illustrates, though, the flexibility of the character, filling in the human part of it is as much variety as those four actors represent.
Sure.
Yeah.
Each one of them adept, and the character himself being very adept at presenting a public face.
Yes.
But having a very different one. You know, that all these guys, the principals, are used to doing this dance.
Absolutely.
Aren't they?
Absolutely. And with various levels of comfort or discomfort doing it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Adlai was famously uncomfortable with the sham of politics,
yes,
which some would say is the reason he never became president of the United States. Right,
right. Right. And that discomfort is definitely incorporated in my character as well.
So do you sort of take some of your own knowledge of the real life people.
Absolutely. And also, you know, as you know, we were talking before, Vidal was not on my map in terms of the period that he was writing, but as a result of going deeper into his writing, he's an amazing voice, and finding his voice was basically the new discovery for me.
Yeah,
you know, because he's a wonderful writer, beautiful writer.
Well, it sounds like a terrific production, David. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Chris.
David Farmer is in the Actors Group production of Gore Vidal's The Best Man, which runs from September 2nd to the 25th at the Dole Cannery Theater. It's a Hawaii premiere, and you can find out more on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.